It's Thursday, and this is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network. Joining me today is Ramsey personality, Rachel Cruz. Amy is with us in Flint, Michigan. Hi, Amy. How can we help?
Hi, Dave. Hi, Rachel.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. How can we help?
So I had, in the spring, actually right when COVID hit, I had an issue with mold in my house. I have since got it fixed, insurance covered it and everything, but I have been diagnosed with mold toxicity. So unfortunately, I am working from home and have been since about March, and I got a permanent position at home now. I have now found another mold spot in my house that has to be taken care of. So I'm not really sure how to go about it. You know, my insurance mold coverage is maxed out. So do I take out a loan to take care of all the mold because my health comes first? I mean, they're talking maybe up to $10,000 worth of damage. And I'm just not sure exactly how to go about it because I'm trying to follow your plan. I know that, you know, I don't want to be slave to the lender. I don't want to take out another loan, but I know that my health comes first. So I'm not really sure how to go about it.
Are you single?
I am.
What's your household income?
It's about 36.
And you obviously own this home.
Yeah, I have two roommates.
What's the house worth?
Probably about 130-ish to 140.
And what do you owe on it?
About 110.
So a $10,000 loan, when you make $36,000 a year, is what's known as a lot of money. Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't want to put your health in jeopardy, and I don't know enough about you being diagnosed with mold toxicity. As far as I understood, we all have mold toxicity. So it's new to me that some people have it and some don't. I don't know. I'm not being smart. I just don't know. I know it's not good for anybody, is my point. And so if you've got a special level of sensitivity to it, which is, I suspect, what you're saying, then obviously it escalates the situation. I've been doing this show 30 years, and I've been put personally in a whole bunch of corners where it looked like the only way out was borrowing money, but I, a long time ago, gave up the idea of borrowing money. So I can't recommend you borrow money, so I have to recommend something else, because I wouldn't do it myself. And I especially wouldn't do it if I made $36,000 a year and wouldn't borrow $10,000 for the second go-round of mold on the same stinking house. I'd sell this house and move. This is going to come up again. What are you going to do next time it's $10,000? I mean, this house has got a mold problem, or for some reason it's got a susceptibility.
Is it in a new area of the house, Amy? Like, why didn't they fix it in the first place?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a whole new area.
That's what I would say. I would say you didn't fix it. Well, the insurance maxed out, but you didn't fix the problem. I had mold in my house, and now I still have mold in my house. So, like, that's on them. They need to fix it, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, I know.
The insurance company had a cap. Your homeowner's mold coverage only went up to a certain amount.
Yeah, but that they need to explain that to her then, to say we can only fix X amount. It's like they didn't even find the other stuff.
Well, she knew you maxed out your insurance on the first repair, right?
Yeah, and I didn't find this new spot until just last week.
Yeah, the point is that if $10,000 is correct, that was a pretty substantial miss, Rachel's saying, by the mold people. I mean, if there's a $10,000 worth of mold damage and you finished work just a few months ago, they missed something. Right? It had to already be there.
Yeah, this one was kind of hidden in the attic, and I don't know if they really did enough checking in the attic before.
Yeah, they missed it. So, you know, I don't know what it means to your health if you can afford to live there for a little while without damaging your health. I don't know that. I don't know how to explain that. I know that Dave and Sharon Ramsey had a lot of different things come up that felt like they were impossible situations, and we were put in a corner where we had to make horrible choices. But to avoid debt and never going back again, we made those choices. And now 20 years later, we're extremely prosperous because we made those choices.
Well, and what it does, Amy, when you kind of make that line in the sand and you just say, no matter what, we're not borrowing money, that forces you to see other options.
Yep.
And then you get creative. And then you say, you know what? Maybe I will just sell the house. Or maybe I'm going to get out and have the roommates help. I mean, you start to actually look at different options versus just yielding to debt when you have that stance.
Yeah.
And so the fact that you're a little bit, you were kind of wishy-washy a little bit in your question, which
and maybe
I would understand
your career,
why.
Maybe you got to work on your career because you don't make any money. And, you know, you got to work on, maybe you're going to be working outside the home to make more money.
Mm-hmm.
And that'd be okay, too. Because your, you know, average household income is $59,000 in America. And I'm not picking on you. I'm not shaming you for what you're making. I'm just saying that long term, 5 years from now, what are you going to be doing that makes you $80,000 a year instead of $36,000? And you need to be aiming at that. And that might be part of the fix for this $10,000 problem. It might be the extra job that you take on. And you go make $10,000 in a couple of months. And you work your tail end off over the next 3 months, and you make $10,000, and you pay cash for this fix. That's okay with me if you want to do that. If you can survive your health for those 3 months, I don't know how sensitive the situation is. But if it's super sensitive to where you're going to be seriously ill in the next 30 days,
get out of the house.
Then you need to move, and you need to put the house up for sale, and you need to not try to fix a moldy house all the time. That should move on. Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.